Dan Scammer Energy wants to construct a new gas-fired power plant in the town of Newburgh. The owners and operators say the proposed plant would have economic and environmental benefits. Environmentalists, however, stand against the proposal, saying it flies in the face of renewable energy goals. Earlier Monday, Dan Scammer officials held the first of four open houses. The proposed $400 million plant would provide more than 500 megawatts of generating capacity. William Reed is CEO of Dan Scammer Energy.
It would be an entirely new construction, although we will be using the existing substation, gas pipeline, and electrical transmission so as not to disrupt the community at all.
Dan Scammer currently operates as a peaker plant.
So we currently are on a Central Hudson pipeline, a pipe that comes directly to our plant. We run now on natural gas. When we build a new plant, we'll simply shift that connection to the new plant and turn off the old plant.
Reed points out that the proposed plant would not touch the Hudson River for cooling. Pete Sikora is with New York Communities for Change.
Well, this Wall Street insider private equity firm is moving forward with trying to poison the air in the local community and heat the climate by building a giant new fossil fuel gas plant.
Dan Scammer was shut down in 2012 following damage from Superstorm Sandy. The plant was sold in 2013 in a bankruptcy sale, and after other transactions, private equity firm Tiger Infrastructure Partners purchased Dan Scammer in 2017. Environmentalists say they are concerned about sea level rise and storm surge and the plants being in a floodplain. Company officials say the new plant would be built 6 to 10 feet higher than where Sandy reached the other plant. Santosh Nandabalan is an organizer with Food and Water Watch. He and other protesters stood on Route 9W before the open house, holding signs opposing Dan Scammer.
This added infrastructure will only further us in frack gas development and worsen our climate. We can get that energy from renewable sources.
Dan Scammer's Reed.
Renewables, as you know, are much more intermittent. And so you need new technology gas turbines to respond when the sun goes down and the wind doesn't blow. We will be one of those facilities that will help support renewable development going forward. We don't need more transmission to do so, and we use much less gas than existing facilities.
The project is being considered under a streamlined process called Article 10. Reed says Dan Scammer will file a preliminary scoping statement, likely in January, that would provide further detail on the proposal. He looks to file the Article 10 application spring or summer of 2019, with public hearings to follow. Reed says that if the process moves forward in Dan Scammer's favor, shovels could hit the ground by the end of 2020. Town of Newburgh Supervisor Gil Pequadio says he wants to hear from energy experts about how much additional power the electrical grid will need when the Indian Point nuclear power plant shuts down by 2021.
If it is a necessity, then we have to go with it. And of course, any money the town gets or the school, that's all more the better. So we're still exploring here of what's going on, but it so far seems so good. Seems pretty good.
Marlboro Supervisor Alfonso Lanzetta attended to learn more, saying the town's school district stands to benefit.
So this is like, you know, something that we're looking forward to seeing happen, and in an environmental way, I think it's all good.
Sikora, with New York Communities for Change, points out that while Dan Scammer's first open house was in progress, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was laying out his agenda for the first 100 days of the next legislative session, including the launch of a so-called Green New Deal. Cuomo says the Green New Deal will make New York's electricity 100% carbon neutral by 2040 and put the state on the path to eliminating its carbon footprint. Plant approval rests with the New York State Board on Electric Generation Siting and the Environment in the Department of Public Service. Meantime, two more open houses are being held Tuesday at the VFW Community Center in Wappingers Falls from 11 to 1 and 5:30 to 7:30. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Newburgh.